because I remember.
That's because
what I saw there, I'll never forget. Or maybe worse, what happened there will never forget me. So don't look at me funny if I flinch when a car backfires or dive for a ditch. The sound of low passing aircraft. Because I can never forget the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. I'll never forget when they handed me my release papers. They said, you're free. You're gonna be on the next flight back to the world. Good luck, you made it. I said, back to the world? No hooches, no punji sticks, no bouncing Bettys. No body counts, no KIA. No perimeters, no concertina wire. The captain processing my papers said, no, none of that. I said, what am I going to do? How am I going to live? Huh? This is the only thing I know, the jungle. As much as I hate it, I love it. I love the scent, I love the sound. I love the constant combat. He said, get a grip on yourself, soldier. It's over, you've done your part. I said, my part's not done. Till every last gobby rots in his grave. You hear me? And I started frothing, and until they finally restrained me, they put me in a straitjacket and threw me on the aircraft. Then they processed me when I got stateside. They called up Estelle. Mrs. Grease Manelli, your husband's coming home today on the 415 bus. He may be a little different, however, than you remember him. Just give him time, be patient and understanding, and I'm sure he'll be that same old lovable Nino. But it's going to take some time. Okay? She said, well, okay. I guess I'll do my best. And so, the bus pulled up in front of our house. I stood there, and I checked the perimeter. My eyes were bulging out of my head. Estelle was yelling, hi, honey. Come on in. It's great to see you. But that's not what my brain registered. My brain thought she said, And so, with my duffel bag in one hand, I unzipped it. I ran for the house. I dove through the window. And fire! Yeah! I knocked the pictures off the mantelpiece. I blew up the china cabinet. Estelle was lying there underneath the coffee table. She said, get a grip on yourself. My God, this is your house. Look what you've done. I said, house. She said, yes, house. This is where you live. This is where you work. You work at a hardware store. Remember extension cords and step ladders? Gently, she took the M16 out of my hands. She said, come, you always love the backyard. Let's go sit in the sun there. And so, walking stiff-legged, she dragged me to the backyard where I sat down on a picnic bench and looked around, spittle at the corners of my mouth. She said, so Nino, it's been a long time. How are you? How have you been? What's new? I said, I'm okay, I guess. Wait a minute. There's a cave. Enemy cave. She said, oh, it's not a cave. It's a woodchuck hole. I said, fire in the hole. I threw a grenade down there. A 10-foot trench in the backyard. A 10-footer. She said, you idiot, you idiot, you idiot. And she grabbed a frying pan and clunked me in the head with it as hard as she could. I turned around, looked at her, and I said, that's not what I said. This is what I said. She shook me by the shoulder, screaming, Nino, Nino, are you all right? I just said, I looked at her and suddenly my eyes cleared. I said, Estelle, Estelle, how are you? She said, Nino, you're home. She grabbed me and held me close.
We wept. She said, come on, let's go to bed. I said, what the hell happened in the backyard here? She said, never mind. We walked into the living room. I said, damn. What'd you do? Destroy that? She said, never mind. Come on. I'm just glad you're home. Let's go to bed. So we went to bed and had that first normal hobble I'd had in over 2 years. But, you know, I still hadn't gotten Vietnam out of my veins. I was so used to those girls who would walk around saying, hey, G.I., you want number one boom boom? That when I woke up in the morning from force of habit, I got out of the bed and threw a $5 bill down on the pillowcase. Imagine my shock and horror when Estelle from force of habit gave me $2 change. Yeah.
Oh, no!
You're rocking with Washington's best jock, the Grease Man.
Yeah, my dad!
On WWDC-FM Washington. DC 101.